The fifth dimension of our humanity is that we are physical creatures. This is the most tangible and visible part of us. Often, it was physical attraction that initiated our relationship in the first place. We were both attracted to each other physically. Affirming physical touch is a part of almost all dating relationships. People differ widely on what they believe to be appropriate touches in a dating relationship. What is important in a healthy relationship is that we respect each other's boundaries. To force a dating partner to go beyond these boundaries is never an act of love and will be detrimental to the relationship. Unfortunately, in contemporary society, the misguided emphasis on sexuality has made it difficult for many couples to have a balanced dating relationship. The current phenomenon of hooking up, in which couples have sex on the first date and their relationship is focused on the sexual experience, fails to qualify either as dating or a relationship. Such encounters either grow out or lead to sexual addiction, which is certainly not a foundation upon which to build a marriage. Balancing the intellectual, emotional, social, spiritual, and physical aspects of life is one of the characteristics of a healthy dating relationship. If you are in a serious dating relationship, let me encourage you to use the learning exercises at the end of this appendix to stimulate your thoughts in developing a healthy dating relationship. Learning exercises. Number one, since getting to know each other is one of the primary purposes of a serious dating relationship, use the following questions to stimulate conversation. What personal accomplishments have we shared with each other? What personal failures have we shared and what remains to be shared? To what degree have we shared our sexual history with each other? What do we know about each other's financial history? Number two. Since your extended family has influenced each of you greatly, use the following questions to help develop understanding of these relationships. How would you describe the marital relationship of your mom and dad? From your perspective, what was your parents' main philosophy on child rearing? How do you agree or disagree with their approach on parenting? What kind of relationship do you presently have with your father? What is the nature of your relationship with your mother? If and when you get married, in what way would you like for your marriage to be different from that of your parents? Number three. Since educational and vocational accomplishments are a big part of life, use the following questions to explore this aspect of life. What are your educational goals for the next 5 years? From what you know about your interests, what vocational goals do you presently have? Has your dating relationship been an asset or a liability to reaching these goals? In what way? To what degree do you feel your dating partner accepts and appreciates your goals? Number four, since a healthy dating relationship is a balanced relationship, use the following questions to identify areas that may need further development. A, intellectual. One, have you taken time to compare your college or high school grades? Two, have you ever read a magazine or online article and discussed your perceptions of the validity of the article? Three, what television programs do you typically watch? How often do you discuss your reactions to the programs that you view? 4. When you share your opinion on political issues, how does your dating partner typically respond? 5. When you have disagreements, to what degree do you feel free to share your perspective? How do you typically respond when your partner shares his or her perspective? 6. Have you learned to disagree without being disagreeable? B. Emotional. 1. What emotions have you felt throughout this day? What stimulated those emotions? 2. How often and to what degree do you share your emotions with each other? 3. When you do share emotions, how does the other person typically respond? What improvements would you like to see in this part of your relationship? C. Social. 1. What social events have the two of you attended together in the last month? Share with each other your level of enjoyment or frustration with these events. 2. What sports events do you most enjoy attending or watching on television? 3. Do either of you have interest in attending musical events? Have you discussed how this interest affects your relationship? 4. How many movies have you watched together in the past 6 weeks? Did you discuss the content of these movies afterwards? 5. When you attend social events that involve talking with other people, what bothers you most about your partner's behavior? 6. What improvements would you like to see in this part of your relationship? D. Spiritual. 1. Have the two of you discussed your spiritual backgrounds? 2. If you grew up in a religious home, have you embraced the faith of your childhood, or have you rejected it, or are you still trying to decide? What is your view of God? 3. If you have children, will you raise them in a particular faith? 4. What changes would you like to see in this part of your relationship? E. Physical. 1. What kind of affirming touches communicate love to you? 2. Have you discussed with each other what you think are inappropriate touches? 3. To what degree have you felt pressured to accept touches that you feel are inappropriate? 4. What changes would you like to see in this aspect of your relationship? We hope you've enjoyed Things I Wish I'd Known Before We Got Married, an Oasis audio production under arrangement with Moody Publishers. Text copyright 2010 by Gary Chapman. Production copyright 2010 by Oasis Audio under arrangement with Moody Publishers. Oasis audio titles are available wherever audiobooks are sold and on our website, oasisaudio.com.